Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. I hope everybody likes today's workout. They'll probably like part of it and not the other part. Everyone loves to deadlift. Most people don't like it really getting after it on the air bike, so there's something for everybody. Workout of the day, 5 rounds for time, 20 calories in the bike for men, 15 for women on the air bike, then 10 deadlifts at 50% of your 1 rep max. Just an innocent little couplet. By the end, you'll get in some good calories on the bike, and you will have pulled 50 deadlifts at 50% of your 1 rep max. We also have this today as a 2-person team workout, and we have some other equipment conversions based upon the bike you're going to use, or you're going to use a rower, etc., etc. This workout should be great. You can obviously pedal the bike at such a crazy pace that you'd have to break up round number 1. That's certainly possible. I would love to see somebody walk that line of pedaling, not using the bike as a recovery. Make the bike part of the workout too. So being able to push the bike moderately to keep the deadlifts unbroken for at least the first 2 rounds, potentially the 3rd round, potentially. But then round 4 and 5, because you haven't sandbagged the bike, you're probably going to have to go ahead and break those deads up. That would be a nice place to be. We've got a video showing the deadlift. Super fitness robot time would be 14 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely time, 21 minutes or less. Should consider scaling if that doesn't seem appropriate for you. And we've got some good options for you where we can knock down the deadlift and the bike. But first, the wild card option. Kind of cool today. 5 rounds for time, 20 calories on the bike for men, 15 for women, and then, specifically, not touch and go, 10 dead stop deadlifts at 50% of your 1 rep max. That'll be variance out the wazoo. Partner version of that as well. Scaled option, 5 rounds for time, we're knocking down the cals, 15 for men, 10 for women, and then 8 deadlifts instead of 10. That's still 50% of your 1 rep max. 2-person team version of that. Limited equipment crew. No barbell, no bike, but plenty of fitness. 5 rounds for time, 400 meter run, then 12 single leg stiff legged deadlifts right leg, 12 single leg stiff legged deadlifts left leg. That's with a 50 for the men and a 35 for the women. And then there's a 2-person team version. Video showing the single leg stiff legged deadlift. The no equipment workout. 5 rounds for time, 400 meter run, 5 broad jumps for max distance, a 1-minute plank hold, and then 30 glute bridges with a 1-second pause at the top. Also a 2-person team version. And if those glute bridges, if you're becoming quite proficient at them with 2 feet on the ground, all you need to do, lift 1 leg up each time, so 1 leg's pointing out and only 1 foot's in the ground. You're lifting your body with just 1 leg, alternate back and forth between legs, and those glute bridges will be plenty challenging. Accessory work for the day. First is an either or. Either glute ham raises, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps, or barbell glute bridges, 3 sets, 5 to 10 reps. Both have videos. The glute ham raise requires a GHD, so we like to give options for that. And then barbell bent over row or one arm dumbbell rows. 3 to 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps. If you've got heavy enough dumbbells, I always go dumbbells. The unilateral work, phenomenal. Cool down and stretching. 5 to 15 minutes casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch and the foam roller for the back and lats. And that will take us to tomorrow, which is a rest day for most of us, and as always, I encourage you to take it, and I will see you back here on Friday.